This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 7-member commission voted on Tuesday 6-1 to immediately withdraw the Montana State Library from membership in the American Library Association, a national nonprofit founded in 1876 that advocates for and provides services to tens of thousands of libraries across the country. The Montana State Library Commission's decision came in response to a 2022 tweet posted by current ALA President Emily Drabinsky describing herself as a Marxist lesbian, which quickly drew the attention of conservative media outlets nationwide. A conservative Republican member of the Montana State Library Commission, Tom Burnett of Bozeman, directed that a letter be sent to the ALA explaining that, quote, our oath of office and resulting duty to the Constitution forbids association with an organization led by a Marxist, unquote. Burnett was joined by 5 other members of the commission in supporting the motion, among them Republican State Superintendent Elsie Arnson. Newly seated Commissioner Brian Rossman, who works as an associate professor at the Montana State University Library, cast the sole opposing vote. Commission Chair Peggy Taylor abstained. A majority of the commission's current members have been appointed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Rossman is the commission's only active librarian and was appointed last month by Montana Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian. In nearly an hour of public comment before Tuesday's vote, the Montana State Library's separation from the ALA is the latest development in a broader debate about the nature of books available in public schools and libraries. Several prominent members of the self-styled parental rights movement spoke in favor of the withdrawal, including Bozeman parent Cheryl Tuscan and Moms for Liberty Montana chapter treasurer Jesse Browning. Both testified regularly during the 2023 Montana legislature in support of proposals such as House Bill 234, the state's so-called obscenity bill. The decision by the Library Commission reflects the Montana School Boards Association's decision last year to withdraw from the National School Boards Association. That decision was fueled by the NSBA's request for federal assistance in addressing widespread threats against teachers and school board members over COVID-19 mask mandates and other issues, threats the NSBA likened to domestic terrorism. Tuscan and other parents were joined in public comment Tuesday by Derek Ostreicher, legal counsel for the conservative Montana Family Foundation, and by David Ingram, a board trustee at Kalispell's Imagine If Library. Both framed their support for withdrawing the state library from the American Library Association membership in the context of national culture war issues, claiming the organization embraces policies tied to critical race theory and uses public funds to, as Ingram said, undermine truth and natural law. Ingram, whose local library's recent struggles with such issues were the subject of an April article in The New Yorker, said, instead of pursuing the long-term viability of future libraries and supporting their traditional role of acquisition, preservation, and circulation, ALA desires to inject the library into the vanguard of the culture wars. Critics of the motion said that the ALA is a long-standing and diverse organization that provides much-needed resources to libraries throughout the U.S., including professional development, policy guidance, and funding for efforts to expand broadband access for community members. Montana Library Association board member Matt Beckstrom, who also serves as Montana's representative to the ALA, noted that nothing Drabinsky stated in her tweet violated the U.S. or Montana constitutions or any state law. Susan Gregory, director of the Bozeman Public Library, said the ALA has been a crucial source of professional training and guidance for her and her staff, adding that in her 40 years of involvement with the association, she's never once witnessed a program or presentation at an ALA conference centered on Marxism or on the elevation of one political ideology over another. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.